Okay. And okay. Did you ever write something on the back of a letter, maybe?
Well, you don't put such on the back. I never put nothing on the back of them, but put your term, the address, and things on the front of them.
Okay. You'd say that you, if somebody asked you if you've seen so-and-so lately, you'd say, well, I just sat down and gave him a letter, or I sat down and
wrote him a letter.
Okay. If you want a bouquet for the dinner table, you go out and pick some
flowers of a different kind and make a, what do you call it nowadays? We didn't have that when I was a kid. We didn't know what a bouquet on the table was.
Yeah, you'd say you'd go up in the process of doing that, you'd say you were going out to
gather flowers or a, like,
what would you call a toy for a kid?
A toy?
Yeah, would you call that a, do you ever have a name for something a child might play with?
Well, outside of just so that the kids got more toys than I ever saw, or more things to play with.
Okay.
I know that little boy out there has had $1,000 worth up to now, or $2,000. Broke them all up.
If you say you got thrown off a horse, you might say you've been scared of horses ever.
Ever since.
Okay. If somebody didn't do something by accident, you'd say they did it
accidentally.
No, if they didn't do it by accident, you'd say they did it
on purpose.
Okay. If you didn't know something, you'd go up to somebody and you'd
get the information.
Yeah, you would
ask them.
Okay. Somebody took a big knife and they'd go over to another person, they got mad, real mad at them, and they'd
pass at him with a knife?
Yeah. You'd say he took a knife out and he did this to another man, what if he actually made contact with him, you'd say that
he stabbed him.
Okay. Yeah. Now, if you were out on the farm and you had to get a bale of hay up to the loft, you'd say there would be some up on the top and you would take it and how would you get it up there? You would.
The only way we ever had was throwing it up there with a fork or by hand, you know.
Uh-huh.
But when it come up to bales, we got to where not many years ago we started baling hay here in this country. Then they come out little loading things that load them, and then you had a chute that some people did to put them in the barn loft often.
Uh-huh.
You throw them on the chute and you'd carry them on into the barn loft.
Okay. And what if you had a winch or something? You'd say you'd put that on the bale and what would you say you were doing? You was
hoisting it.
Okay. Hoisting it up. Okay. There was a funny picture on the blackboard. Teacher would come in and say, who
do that?
Okay. All right. Okay. Can you give me the names of the week? You'd say the day after.
Tomorrow.
Yeah. Uh huh.
Well, let's see how you want that now.
Well, can you give me the names of the week?
The days of the week, you mean?
Yeah, days of the week. Right.
That's what I thought you were asking. The name of the week, I started to say, you got the beat there. like Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and another Sunday.
And, okay. do you know what the Sabbath means?
Sunday.
Okay.
Well, some people, Saturday, some religions.
Yeah, right. Church of God. Yeah. Okay, now, the months of the year are... Can you give me the months of the year?
The months? Well, you start off with December. January is the first.
Yeah.
And February, March, April, May, June, July, and August, September, October, November, and back to December.
All right. I don't know if whether we went over this or not. If today is Monday, then Sunday was
yesterday.
Okay. And if somebody came, I think we went all over all that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think we did.
Mm-hmm.